现在主耶稣，这是一个苦难的世界。
Dear Jesus, this is a difficult world.
这是一个充满了未知数的世界。
This is a world filled with trials.
当我们还不认识你的时候，我们不知道我们的依靠在哪里。
Before we know you, we don't know where we can rely on.
但是我们现在知道，你就是我们的磐石。
But now we know you are our rock.
你是我们患难中随时的帮助。
You are the help in our wilderness.
主啊，你今天晚上透过你仆人的口，亲自用你的话，从天上来对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, through your servant's mouth this evening, please use your words and speak personally to all of us.
特别是这些慕道的朋友。
Especially those of us who are not Christians.
因为耶稣，你的眼睛充满了慈爱，因为你爱他们。
Because Lord, your gaze is filled with love because you love them.
所以我们的教会也爱他们。
And our church loves them also.
爱在这里所有的华人同胞。
And that includes all the Chinese here.
爱在这里所有的住在这里的所有的美国的同胞。
And you also love all the Americans who live here.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉耶稣的名。
We pray this and give thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天要讲的什么题目？大家会念吗
？Can everyone see what the theme is for today?
我们来念一下，好吧
？Let's read it.
来，不要忧虑。
Do not worry.
英文啊 ，English.
Do not worry.
对，好，我们来念中文念一遍啊，来。
And
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当心也。English.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
自从这个上帝按他的形象造人。
Ever since God created man in His image.
但是人类的祖先亚当夏娃堕落犯罪以后。
But after Adam and Eve sinned.
人就失去了生命跟一切需要的一个源头。
We have lost the origin of life.
所以忧虑就成了这世界上每一个人的捆绑。
And so anxiety or worry became the bounds and burdens of each person on this world.
请问我们在座的，包括我，有没有人？你说你从出生到现在。从来都没有忧虑过，有没有这样的？
So has anyone here, can they say, since the day I was born, I've never worried before?
有的人请举一下手。那我真是。
If that's you, raise your hand.
那我明天请你去吃你们，我再佩服你了哈。
I admire you greatly if that's you.
我想每一个人都有忧虑。
I'm sure that everyone has worried before.
因为我经常看一些报告。
Because I often see reports.
我也去学有关忧郁症的治疗。
I've looked at research concerning depression.
如果一个人忧虑的话，他会睡不着。
If someone has depression, he has trouble sleeping.
你知道躺在床上睡不着，那是多痛苦的事。
Do you know the agony of lying in bed but not being able to fall asleep?
我很感谢上帝，我躺下去就睡着了。
I thank God that I am asleep the minute I hit the bed.
那一觉到天亮。
And I sleep straight through till morning.
那么这个忧虑还会生各样的疾病。
Depression also causes other emotional disorders.
有一个证实就是有很多癌症是因为你忧虑而得来的。
Several cancers can be traced to depression.
那么我们知道有很多的人他是忧郁症的病人。
A lot of people suffer from depression as a disease.
甚至有的是精神分裂。
And some people cannot.
精神分裂 ，OK.
They multiple personality disorders.
很多年前有一个在台湾很有名的精神科医师。
There was a famous psychologist in Taiwan many years ago.
他每次看病人的时候，病人都会跟他诉苦。
Every time he sees a patient, the patient will tell him all his troubles.
他是解决别人忧郁的问题。
So he's trying to solve their depression.
但是有一天我看到了新闻说，他从他家的十楼跳下去自杀。
But one day I read in the news that this psychologist committed suicide by jumping off his 10th floor building.
因为他在医院, 看门诊, 很多的病人来找他。
When he's in the hospital, lots of sick patients will come see him.
他没有办法去解决他们的问题。
But he can't solve all their problems.
他也没有办法解决他自己忧虑的问题。
He can't even fix his own depression.
所以他就自杀了。
So he committed suicide.
所以我深深地感觉到, 一个人还活着的时候, 我要赶快传福音给他。
So that's why I feel this deep need to preach the gospel to people who are living.
但是在这个世界上, 看不到希望的时候, 看不到明天的时候, 耶稣讲了一句很重要的话。
But when on this world we are hopeless and we can't see tomorrow, Jesus says this important thing to us.
耶稣说, 反劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来, 我就使你们得什么? 你们接下去, 圣经怎么讲? 安息。
Jesus tells us, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
安息, 我们把它拆开, 平安, 然后你的心可以休息。
So unpacking that, what does it mean? It means peace to give rest to our hearts.
有的人他的心像波浪一样, 心没有办法得到休息。
Some people's hearts are perpetually bombarded by waves and they can't ever get peace.
所以我们可以把我们一些重担压力一些劳苦交托给耶稣。
So we can give some of our pressures and our burdens to Jesus.
让我们可以在他里面有 非常意外的平安。
And in him we can have a surpassing peace.
如果一个人他常常快乐,
if someone is often happy,
那么他身体健康,
and his body is healthy,
他很少生病,
and he's rarely sick,
喜乐的心乃是良药,
he has a joyful heart.
那忧伤的灵使骨枯干,
those with a diseased spirit.
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 22. Okay, here. Okay. Verse 22. Okay.
So
22. May. Okay.
A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
所以我想, 今天我们为什么要传福音?
So, today, why do we preach the gospel?
要你经历到上帝的爱。
So that you may experience the love of God.
将你经历到你是一个可以靠着耶稣常常大大喜乐的人。So
that you may know what it is to receive joy from God.
耶稣在这里首先告诉我们说不要为生活忧虑。Jesus
first tells us do not worry about your life.
Okay. Okay, 不要为生活忧虑。Do
not worry about your life.
不要为吃什么喝什么
Don't worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, and what you will wear.
我现在在美国或者是在中国大陆, 大概没有人, 这个生活都没有问题。
I feel like in America, we don't really need to worry about the basic living needs.
现在很多人都说, 在烦恼说, 我到底今天要吃什么, 在那里忧虑。
A lot of people... A lot of people think about what I'll eat today.
哎呦，我们有一个姐妹, 她每一次要做礼拜都会迟到。
We have a sister who is frequently late on Sundays.
因为她太多衣服, 她30分钟在那里挑衣服。
Because she has too large a wardrobe and she spends 30 minutes picking out her outfit.
耶稣说你不要为穿什么、吃什么、喝什么忧虑。
Jesus said, don't worry about these things.
神既然按照他的形象造人,
since God created man in his image,
给我们这个身体,
and gave us this body,
他就会供应我们生活上一切的需要。
He will then, of course, provide for all the needs that we have.
我们各位做父母的, 你的小孩从出生, 你有让他缺乏吗？
Those of us who are parents, have you ever let your child suffer from want?
从出生一直到他大学毕业。
From his or her birth to college.
你没有让他饿过一餐。
You've never let your child go hungry.
爸爸妈妈努力工作，让小孩子受教育。
Parents work hard so that their children can have a good education.
我们这里很多人到外州去读大学。
A lot of people here go out of state for college.
如果你到大城市去读大学。
If you go to college in a big city.
那个费用是很贵的。
The tuition costs are very expensive.
我儿子在伯克莱大学读书。
My son went to Berkeley.
他们七个人睡一个房间。
Seven of them split a house together.
一个月还要700块钱。
And it's $700 per person.
哦，很贵。
It's very expensive.
但是父母呢，都会想尽办法让孩子没有缺乏。
But parents will go to all lengths so that their children will not want.
那耶稣怎么说呢？
But what does Jesus say about this?
他说我们虽然不好。
He says, even though we who are evil.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we're sinners.
但是我们都把最好的东西给我们的儿女。
So even we who are sinners know how to give the best gifts to our children.
何况我们在天上的父。
How much more will our Father in heaven
岂不把更好的东西给我们吗？
Give good gifts to us.
即使你今天还不认识耶稣。
Really, today you don't know Jesus.
礼拜天你也没有来到教会敬拜他。
You didn't come on Sunday to worship him.
但是圣经说神降雨给我们。
But the Bible tells us that God descended for us.
他太阳也照每一个人。
And the sun he created shines on everyone.
他不会说，哦，你是信耶稣的，所以你家屋顶就降雨，隔壁不信耶稣都没有降雨，没有这回事。
He's not going to say because you don't trust in Jesus, you're not going to benefit from that.
其实，就一个基督徒来说
，So for as a Christian,
你没有信心
，If you don't have faith,
你忧虑
，And you worry.
就是对上帝的不信任。
That is being unfaithful to God.
我曾经有过一个礼拜没有办法睡觉。
Once I couldn't sleep for a week.
我去看一个基督徒的医生。
And I went to see a Christian doctor.
他跟我讲一句话。
He said to me.
你是牧师。
You're a pastor.
你会忧虑到睡不着。
If you can be so anxious that you can't sleep.
太没有见证。
That's you have no testimony.
所以我拿了那个药回家。
So I took this, I took some medicine and I went home.
他给我开了10天的安眠药。
He gave me 10 days worth of a sleeping.
我跪下来。
I kneeled down.
我认罪悔改。
And I repented my sins.
我说，亲爱的主耶稣。
And I said, dear Father.
我是你的仆人。
I'm your servant.
我是一个牧师。
And I'm a pastor.
但是我竟然忧虑。
But I worry.
求你赦免我的罪。
Please forgive my sin.
然后我就把那个安眠药丢在垃圾桶。
And I threw the medicine away.
一直到现在。
And until today.
大概有25年了。
It's been about 25 years.
躺下去就睡着。
The minute I lie down, I'm asleep.
因为我知道我没有压力。
Because I know I don't have pressure.
我没有重担。
And I don't have burdens.
因为我相信耶稣与我同在。
Because I believe that Jesus is with me.
我相信耶稣会负我一切的责任。
And I believe that Jesus will bear all my burdens.
那这里祷告是表示说你信靠耶稣。
So here when you pray, it demonstrates that you believe in Jesus.
你相信说当你祷告遵循天父的旨意的时候。
Believe that when you are praying for the will of God.
他会按照你的需要来供应你。
He will give according to your need.
他说你不要忧虑吃什么穿什么。
So Jesus says, don't worry about what you'll eat or what you'll wear.
如果一个人灵魂都要灭亡了。
If even your spirit is, if you're on the verge of losing your soul,
那么你吃山珍海味又有什么用呢？
Even if you can eat the most exotic things in the world, what use is that?
你穿名牌又有什么用呢？
Even if you're wearing the most, most prestigious brands,
okay.
what purpose does that serve?
So 一个人他活在世界上还有一口气在的时候。
So when a person is living and still has breath in him,
他非常的确信，非常的有把握。
He will
确信 confidence.
He will grow confident and sure of himself.
他有永生。
Because he has an everlasting life.
他的灵魂得救。
And he knows that his spirit has been saved.
就是他有一天他肉体死亡了。
So one day when his body passes,
他也不会害怕。
He won't be afraid.
因为圣经说，当耶稣再来的时候，那些身体死亡的基督徒还要再复活。
Because Jesus has told us, when Jesus comes again, our physical bodies will also rise.
当他死的时候，他的灵魂是到耶稣那里去。
And when we die, our spirit will go to Jesus.
所以你的灵魂。
So your spirit.
你的生命。
Your life.
你吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，重要的千万倍。
Is a thousand times more important than what you'll eat, what you'll wear, and what you'll drink.
耶稣告诉我们说，天父会养活我们。
Jesus tells us that our Father will provide for us.
这里并不是说哦，那我就不用上班，不是工作，不是这个样子。
Of course, that doesn't mean oh, I can just sit back and do nothing.
我们要工作。
Of course, we need to work.
因为保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后是说，如果你不工作，我就不给你饭吃。
Because Paul said in 2 Thessalonians, if you don't work, I'm not going to provide food for you.
就是我们的生存是在上帝的手中。
Because our existence is in the hands of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们有吃有穿有用，我们就要知足，要感恩。
The Bible tells us that when we do have all the things that we need, such as food and clothing, we need to give thanks to God.
如果你想多得,
if you want to receive more,
你就要抢别人的份。
That inevitably means you will be taking someone else's portion.
所以这个就有战争。
So there arises conflict.
人跟人的战争。
Conflict and competition between people.
因为有贪心的人要去侵略别人的东西。
And those who are greedy will want to take things from others.
耶稣在这里说，你们看天空的灰鸟。
And Jesus tells us, look at the sparrows of the sky.
哦，他也不种，也不收割。
They don't sow and they don't
收割。Sower.
Harvest.
Harvest.
Yeah.
那么他也不用打卡，不用上班，对不对
？And they don't need to punch in and out for work.
那他也不用去找工作。
And they don't need to look for jobs.
也不用 interview, 对不对?
They don't need to go through interviews.
哦，他也不需要有个厨房在那里，煮饭。
And the sparrows don't need kitchens to make food.
我们今天晚上啊，我们这个负责煮饭的，前几天就在预备了。
For example, our dinner tonight was being prepared days ago.
他也不用去买一个好学区的房子。
The sparrows don't need to buy a house in a good school district.
他只要用他的嘴叼几根树枝，在你的家里搭个鸟窝就好了。
A sparrow just needs to bring some branches and it makes its nest.
耶稣说，天空的灰鸟不种不收，上帝都养活他们。
Jesus said, even though the sparrows don't sow and they don't harvest, God still provides for them.
何况你们是耶稣基督在十字架为你们的罪死，为你们流宝血舍命。拯救你们的人，上帝不照顾你们吗？
So how can a Jesus who died for you on the cross, who cleansed you with his blood, how can he not provide for your needs?
我们比灰鸟贵重的太多了。
We are so much more valuable to God than sparrows.
所以马太福音第十章三十节、三十一节，他怎么说呢？
So Matthew 10:30, what does it tells us
他说你们的头发上帝都数过了
that God knows how many hairs we have on our head
你们比飞鸟贵重了很多
and that we are far more valuable to God than sparrows
不要害怕不要忧虑
so don't worry and don't be afraid
然后耶稣说你们有谁可以用私力让你多活几岁
the Bible also says who among you can add a day to your life by worrying
圣经告诉说我们的生命气息动作存留神都给我们规定好
The Bible tells us that the order of our lives our existence has already been ordained by God
你的忧虑并不能改变什么、啊、
And your, by worrying, you really can't change a thing.
你看，约伯遭遇苦难。
Remember how Job suffered.
他十个儿女都死了。
His 10 children died.
他的那个牛羊牲畜都没有了。
His livestock was demolished.
他的身体生疮。
He started getting painful sores.
他苦难过了以后。
But after his suffering passed,
神又让他活了140年。
God gave him 140 years more.
他活到210岁。
His total was 230 years he lived.
我在神学院的时候，有一个表叫我们填。
When I was in seminary, I filled out this form.
那个是一种心理测验。
It was sort of a psychological test.
有一些女生很奇怪。
A lot of the girls were strange.
那他们说，活到60岁还活那么久。
They said,Why would you want to live past 60?
我就写我要活到120岁。
And I wrote that I want to live till 120.
我要讲到120岁。
And I want to preach until I'm 120.
我很羡慕一个牧师。
I really admire this one pastor.
他怎么离开世界的？
How he left this earth.
他有一天在礼拜天在我们那里一个浸信会讲道。
He was preaching one Sunday at a revival service.
The Baptist church.
At a Baptist church.
他讲到一半的时候
In the middle of his sermon,
他这样子,
he did that.
死在讲台上,
and he died on the podium.
哇,这个我很羡慕啊。
I greatly admire
that. 他也没有生病。
He didn't get sick.
哦,所以他的医疗保险都用不到了。
So he never used his insurance.
也不用预约挂号。
Don't
need an appointment.
He doesn't need any medical appointments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.所以感谢主，你不要忧虑。耶稣说，你不要忧虑。
So thank God, you don't need to worry.
我们只要做一件事。
We only need to do one thing.
说上帝啊，说上帝啊。
So we say to God.
求你教导我。
Please teach me.
怎么样数算我的年日
？How to count my days.
这样就好了。
And that's all.
让我怎么样用每一天的时间。
Teach me how to use each day.
然后28节到30节说，不要为穿着忧虑。
So verse 28 says, don't worry about clothes.
他说野地的花，我们从野地的花学信心。
So let's learn to be confident from the lilies of the field.
有没有看到花的？哦，这个漂亮不漂亮？
Isn't this pretty?
漂亮不漂亮？你们说漂亮不漂亮？
Is this pretty? Is this a pretty flower?
我们在座的，你哪一个你的衣服有比它漂亮的，请举一下手。
So amongst us, if you have any clothes prettier than that, raise your hand.
我们人科技这么发达，都造不出这么漂亮的衣服。
Despite our technique today, we can't reproduce clothes that beautiful.
我们现在衣服很便宜。
Today clothes are pretty cheap.
哎呀，买什么名牌？
We don't.There's no need to buy high-end labels.
只要可以穿就好了。
As long as you can wear it, it's fine.
只要穿得干净整齐。
As long as you're clean and presentable.
不要奇装异服。
There's no need to wear strange or provocative clothing.
女孩子不要袒胸露背。
And girls should not be should not expose themselves unnecessarily.
她厉害，这句她换得出来啊！哦，我告诉你啊，我们感谢主，不要为穿什么。花太多的时间。
So I thank God that we don't need to spend that much time on what we will wear.
Spend a lot of time.
Spend.
花太多时间啊。
We don't need to spend excessive time on that matter.
在彼得前书三章那里告诉我们说，姐妹们要怎么样。
In 1 Peter 3, it teaches.
第三节第四节这里这样讲。
In 1 Peter.Verse 1:3-4.
他说，你们不要以外面的辫头华。
It says.
你们不要以外面的辫头华戴金饰，穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这正是在神面前极宝贵的。
It says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes.Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
我想，这个圣经的意思是什么呢？
So I think what the Bible is saying here.
我们有一颗耶稣基督的心。
We have a heart for for Jesus.
有个清洁的心。
We have a
clean heart. 比你外面穿什么都重要。
And that is far more important than your outward appearance.
我们思想神创造这个野地的百合花。
So when we think about God creating the lilies of the field,
他也不纺线啊。他是不用工作的、啊、不用纺线，不要红啊。
They do not labor or spin.
他说，但是我告诉你，所罗门极荣华富贵的时候，他穿的衣服还不如百合花。
But the Bible says, I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
我们再把那个花再看一下。
Let's look at that flower again.
哦，你看。这花很漂亮吗？
These flowers are beautiful.
感谢上帝，这么漂亮的花让我们欣赏。
Thanks to God for creating such beautiful flowers for us to appreciate.
我们再怎么科技怎么发达，
No matter how developed our technology becomes,
也造不出像花这么漂亮的衣服。
It certainly won't create anything of that that beautiful.
我们感谢神造这个花，让我们感到赏心悦目。
We thank our Lord for creating flowers that are pleasing to the eyes and to the heart.
所以我们相信神会供应我们的需要。
So we have faith that God will provide for our needs.
让我们有余，有剩下。
That we will have more than we need.
使得我们可以去帮助那些缺乏有需要的人。
And that with what we have in excess, we can help those who are in need.
所以耶稣就责备了。耶稣在rebuke
他，
你们这小信的人。
Jesus rebukes those of little faith.
他说野地的草今天还在啊，明天就烧掉了。
He says you have little faith.
明天就丢掉烧掉了。
Right. The grass of the field, the grass of the field which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire.
上帝还把它装扮得这么漂亮。
And God clothes even them so beautifully.
何况一个人当他信耶稣的时候。
So, of course, if someone becomes a Christian,
上帝借着圣灵住在里面。
Jesus, through the Spirit, will live inside them.
供应我们一切的需要。
And provide for all of our needs.
我们为什么要烦恼？
Why do we have anxiety?
那个草明天今天在明天就烧掉。
The grass is here tomorrow, here today and gone tomorrow.
神还把它创造得这么漂亮。
And yet God took the time to create such.
你们太没有信心。
Such beauty, we certainly lack faith.
人的价值是比那个草野地的草贵重了太多太多。
Man's value to God is so much more than the grass of the field.
其实我们人类是神创造的一个中心。
Mankind is God's main creation.
你看在创世纪那里面讲第一天到第五天。
For example, Genesis, it discusses the first day to the fifth day of creation.
神把天地万物都造好了。
God created everything in this world.
把我们人类所需要的这些食物所需要的水、空气、阳光都造好了。
For example, he created water, air, and all the food that we needed.
第六天才造人。
And on the sixth day, he created man.
他把我们一切的需要都准备好了。
He, before he created us, he prepared all our needs.
所以亚伯拉罕说，我们的神是耶和华以勒。
So that's why Abraham tells us that God is Jehovah.
No, the Lord will provide.
Which the Lord will provide.
箴言十五章十三节这样子说哈。
Proverbs chapter 15 says. Proverbs 15.
他说心中喜乐，面带笑容。
It says when you are when your heart is happy, you will display it on your face.
你想我在这里讲道。
Think about when I'm up here preaching.
如果你看到我一个脸很严肃。
If you see that I'm very austere looking,
然后非常的忧愁,
and very anxious, I wear the anxiety in my face.
那你在下面你怎么听到?
How, what is your reaction sitting below?
你这都愁眉苦脸了。
Why you think why is he so depressed looking?
但是这个微笑哦，是要从心里面发出来的笑。
But a happy disposition needs to come from the heart.
有一次有一个美国人问我说中文苦笑怎么换成英文
？This once an English speaker asked me how to translate a certain phrase into English.
你会不会翻译苦笑？他问我苦笑是什么意思？
He asked me this phrase, the characters being suffering and smiling, like together, what does that mean?
因为我今天很不快乐。
It means because
我今天很不快乐。
Today I'm very unhappy.
但是我的老板来了。
But my boss came.
所以我必须要笑。
So I have to smile.
可是我的笑是苦笑。
But my smile is like a pained smile.
因为我心中一点都不喜乐。
Because there is no joy in my heart.
啊，这种人多苦啊。
So this is someone like this. It's a very hard life.
所以我告诉你，基督徒有一个特征。
So let me tell you that Christians have a certain trait.
他充满了笑容。
They are filled. They are always smiling.
哦，最近我们特拉哈斯天天下雨，有没有？有没有哈
？Recently, it's been raining every day here.
哦，你远远看到他来。
And you see someone coming from far away.
看到一个基督徒。
And you see a Christian coming
from far away. 他对着你微笑。
He's just smiling at you.
哦，好像阳光照着你。
As if sunshine is shining down on you.
你也非常的开心。
And it makes you feel happy also.
最后，耶稣在三十一节、三十四节说：“上帝的儿女不可以忧虑。”
So Jesus says in verse 31 and 34 that the children of God cannot worry.
哦，那个鸟再来再次了，你看了？这鸟在吃东西哈。
Look at this bird; it's eating.
哦，有一次我们有一个弟兄，他家里的苹果树没有苹果。
Once we had a brother who had an apple tree, but it didn't have any fruit.
但是前一年我们在他那里摘了五百颗苹果。
But just last year, we picked 500 apples from this tree.
我就问他说为什么。
So I asked him what happened.
他说因为没有蜜蜂。
Oh, he said there's no bees to pollinate.
传这个花粉。
To pollinate.
所以感谢主，你看这个鸟在那里吃，它不用上班啊，不用付钱的。
So, I mean, we can see from the bird, it doesn't need to work or pay for its food, but it still has food.
到吃它都有东西可以吃啊。
And there's food everywhere for the bird.
所以你们的需要，天父是知道的。
So, God knows what your needs are.
他再一次的讲说，不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
So again, he tells us, do not worry about what you will eat, drink, or wear.
如果一个基督徒，他常常忧虑这三件事情。
If a Christian is always worried about these three things,
他在上帝面前是一个没有作用的人。
He is essentially useless to God.
因为他的祷告神是不会听的。
God will not hear his prayers.
他如果要去讲道也没有力量。
And even if he were to try to preach, there would be no strength in it.
也不会感动人。
There would be no force in it.
所以耶稣说你不要忧虑这些。
So Jesus says, you don't worry about these things.
就是以色列人在旷野流浪四十年。
When the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
那些出埃及的以色列人都倒在旷野死了。
Those were the Israelites that came from Egypt.
没有信心。
But they ended up in the wilderness because they lacked faith.
一个没有信心的人，他的手是不能为上帝做工的。
Someone who doesn't have faith cannot do works for God.
他的作用就消失了。
And he becomes useless.
他一切的需要，天父都知道。
God knows all of our needs.
甚至你生病，天父也知道。
Even if you're sick, God knows.
我一直相信说，如果没有上帝许可，我不会生什么病。
I believe that if without God's permission, I will not be sick.
如果上帝没有要我死掉，我即使生病了，他也会医治我。
And if God If it's not God's will for me to die, even though I fall sick, I'll be healed.
彼得前书五章七节说，要将你的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你。
First Peter 5:7 says,
Chapter 5, verse 7. Chapter 5, verse 7.
Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
所以他说啊，耶稣说，你要先求神的国、神的义，你就不会忧虑。
So God tells us, if you seek His kingdom and His will, you will not worry.
什么叫做神的国？
So what does God's kingdom mean?
什么叫做神的义？
And what does God's will mean?
神的国的意思就是说，让神他在我这个人的里面有统治权、有管理的权利。
So God's kingdom means that God is the authority of your life.
很多人说，哎，我不要信耶稣。
A lot of people say, I don't want to believe in Jesus.
因为我信耶稣啊，什么事情都要问耶稣。
Because if I do, I'll have to ask Jesus about everything.
那我没有自由。
And I will lose my freedom.
但是我问在座的各位。
But let me ask each of you here.
你在信耶稣前自由了这么多年。
Before you became Christian, you had many years of freedom.
什么事情你自己决定。
And everything you decided on your own.
结果怎么样？
What was the result?
结果不是很多的劳苦重担吗？
Didn't it result in a lot of trials and suffering?
走多少冤枉路？
And how many sorrowful steps you took?
受多少冤枉苦？
And how much suffering you endured.
流多少冤枉的眼泪。
And how much tears you shed.
所以当我让神来掌管我的时候。
So when I allow God to control my life.
我不会走错的路。
I will not go down the wrong path.
我不会做错的事情。
And I won't make mistakes.
甚至我不会说错的话。
I won't even say the wrong things.
因为我让神来管理我。
Because I've let God control my life.
我是走在平安的路上。
And I'm walking on a path of peace.
我是走在永生的路上。
I'm walking a everlasting path.
这就是先求神的国。
So that's what it means to seek first God's kingdom.
这先求神的意思是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to seek God's will?
就是说我按照上帝的旨意。
So it means to do according to God.
行事为人。
And my actions to follow, to align with His will.
包括我的心思意念。
Including the desires of my heart.
包括我的行为。
And my actions.
这样至少有一件事情。
That way, at least.
我不会去害人。
I won't harm others.
而且我可以是做一个对别人有帮助的人。
And even more so, I can help others.
我们只要做到这两件事。
If I can do those two things,
这一切东西神都要给你。
God will provide everything for you.
你可以问师母，我们结婚到现在，我从来没有为我的生活祷告过。
Ever since I've been married, I've never prayed for my life.
但是我为很多没有信耶稣的人天天祷告。
But I pray every day for many people who are not believers.
我为很多不来查经的人，基督徒祷告。
And I pray for many Christians who are not attending church regularly.
可是我从来很少，几乎都没有为我的生活的需要祷告。
But I've very rarely had to pray for my living necessities.
因为我知道，我先求神的国、神的义，这些东西他都会供应。
Because I know that if I seek God's kingdom and His will first, God will provide all these things to me.
无论是一个国家、一个社会、一个家庭。
Regardless of whether it's a country, a society, or a home.
如果他能先求神的国、神的义，
if they can pursue God's kingdom and God's will,
这个国家不会有穷人。
This country will not have poverty.
这个社会不会有穷人。
This society won't have poverty.
每一个家庭都够用。
And there will be, every family will be provided for.
所以常常为美国祷告。
So we often pray for America.
祷告上帝把一个悔改的灵赐给美国人。
We pray that God will give America a repentant heart.
他们能够先求神的国、神的义。
That they may seek first God's kingdom.
昨天晚上我们 CYA 我们去一个地方去，那些我们的年轻人去那里传福音布道。
Yesterday night, some of our youth went to a It's called the five-day club to preach the gospel.
我第一次去看到美国的穷人。
It was really the first time I had seen America's poor.
房子很旧很破。
The houses were extremely old and broken down.
我心里在祷告。
And I prayed in my heart.
我说主啊, 请你救这些人。
I prayed, God, please save these people.
希望这个地方有一个教堂。
I pray that a church will spring up here.
那传福音给这些人。
To preach the gospel to these people.
很多人都是白人。
Most of them are white.
我看到他们的孩子。
I see their children.
我心里有点难过。
And I feel bad in my heart.
他们如果先求神的国神的义。
If they had first sought God's kingdom and will.
这些东西会交给他们。
These things will be provided to them.
最后一节说, 不要为明天忧虑。
And the last verse says, do not worry about tomorrow.
一天的难处, 一天当。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
我们好好地活在今天。
Let us live in today.
我把今天的事情做好。
And do well what we need to do for today.
我今天该做的事。
The things that you were supposed to do today.
该尽的责任。
And your responsibilities.
我应该先求神的国，神的义。
I need to first seek God's kingdom and his will.
这一切东西上帝都会赐给我。
And all the rest God will provide and give to me.
有一天我接到医院的电话。
One day I received a call from the hospital.
是通知我。
And it was letting me know.
把我妈妈带回家。
That my mother had gone home.
因为passed. 因为 那个医生说, 你把她带回家, 让你妈妈死在家里。
To bring her home because the doctor said, bring your mother home so that she can die at home.
那天我什么事情都不做。
So that day I did nothing.
我哪里也不去。
I didn't go anywhere.
我就是处理我母亲的事情。
My sole purpose was to take care of my mother.
我就把我母亲转到另外一个医院。
So I actually transferred my mother to a different hospital.
我这个重要的决定。
And it was an important decision.
我每天花100块一颗药给我妈妈吃。
Every day I spent $100 per pill on a medicine that so she could have it.
我母亲又多活了1年6个月。
And my mother lived another year and 6 months.
我每天有应该做的事情。
Every day, we each have things that we are supposed to do.
你把今天的事情做好就好。
So as long as you accomplish those things well,
请问你有没有为明天忧虑? 有吧, 对不对?
Let me ask, have you ever worried about tomorrow?
有的人还为明年忧虑, 有没有?
People worry about next year.
我遇到一个姐妹。
I met a sister.
她打一通电话给我。
She called me.
哎,牧师啊, 你有没有空?
And she said, Pastor, do you have some time?
我说有啊,
I said, 什么事? I said, yes, what's going on?
你可不可以为我儿子祷告?
She said, please pray for my son.
他才8个月。
He's 8 months old.
他25磅。
And 25 pounds.
我说25磅有过重吗?
I thought,
他说以后太胖怎么办?
I thought, oh, that is very heavy. And then the mother said, what if he's obese in the future?
他30岁他就娶不到老婆。
What if he'll never find a wife at 30 if he's
我说姐妹，我不要为你30年以后的事情祷告，好不好？
And I said, there's no need to pray for something 30 years down the road.
你看有这种妈妈。
And there's mothers like this.
为30年以后她儿子的事情要为她祷告。
Who asked me to pray for something 30 years down the road for her son?
耶稣说，不要为明天忧虑。
Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow.
明天你所要发生的每一件事情。
All the things that will happen tomorrow.
耶稣都给你预备好。
God has already prepared for you.
给你去处理明天所需要一切的恩典，一切的力量。
So he's given you the grace and the strength to deal with what will happen, what will come tomorrow.
耶稣只要你做一件事情。
Jesus just asks one thing of you.
靠着主常常喜乐。
Rely on God and be joyful always.
在耶稣教导我们的主导文里面。
So Jesus teaches us.
他说, 我们在天上的父。
He teaches us to pray, our Heavenly Father.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
And your will be done.
如同行在天上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And give us our daily bread.
免我们的债。免我们的债。
Forgive us our sins.
如同我们免了别人的债。
As we forgive those who sin against us.
不叫我们遇见试探。
And lead us not into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
But deliver us from evil.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
For thine is your kingdom and glory forever. Amen.
耶稣说，你就是今天。
Jesus said, you are today.
不要为明天忧虑。
You're here today. Don't worry about tomorrow.
我要祝福在这里的每一位朋友。
I want to bless all of our friends who are here today.
因为你认识耶稣。
Because you know Jesus.
你遇到耶稣。
And you have met Jesus.
你也会像我们这样。
When you do so, you will become like us.
靠着耶稣常常喜乐。
Relying on Jesus for constant joy.
还有一个人哦，他告诉我他为什么今天晚上不来。
Someone told me his reason for not coming tonight.
我笑死了。
I thought it was hilarious.
他说：“哎，牧师啊，我如果常常洗的，就越来越胖啊。还有这个是什么理由啊？”
This person said, "If I'm..."
我说我这常常洗的，我就不会胖啊，对不对？
This person said, "If I'm pastor, I'm worried that if I'm happy all the time, I'll grow fat." And
不过有一个 FSU 的女学生跟我讲了一句话，我很注意听。
A female student at FSU told me something.
她说如果我想去教会。
She said, if I want to attend church.
我不需要理由。
I don't need a reason.
可是我如果不想去教会。
But if I don't want to attend church.
我每一个礼拜天都会有一个理由。
I'll have an excuse every Sunday.
我可以编52个理由。
And I can come up with 50 excuses.
各位在座的朋友。
So friends here.
你是不是打开你的心。
Please open your hearts.
接受耶稣进到你的心里。
And allow Jesus to come inside of your heart.
做你的救主。
And become your savior.
这是圣灵感动你自己去做决定。
This is a spirit moving you to make this decision on your own.
这是关系你的永远的永远。
And this is pertaining to your everlasting.
愿上帝祝福你。
May God bless you.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢。我们在天上的父。
We give thanks to our heavenly Father.
你是这样的爱我。
You love us so much.
你差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
You sent your only Son Jesus Christ onto this world.
你愿意万人得救，不要一个人沉沦灭亡。
You want to save everyone so that no one may be lost.
所以你就为我们的罪，你钉死在十字架上。
So for our sins, you died on the cross.
这就是你对世界上每一个人的爱。
And this is how you showed your love for everyone on this world.
我们非常感谢赞美我们的主。
We give thanks and praise our God.
我们所信的是又真又活的神。
That our God is a living God.
我们所信的耶稣不是今天还在坟墓里的耶稣。
That our God is not someone who is still in the tomb today.
是三天以后从死里复活的耶稣。
It is the Jesus who resurrected 3 days later.
所以每一个信耶稣的，他的灵魂也在从他信耶稣那天，他也活过来。
And so each person who believes in Jesus, his spirit also rose with Jesus.
而且他有永远的生命。
And he has everlasting life.
自从我们信主的那天开始。
Ever since the day we believed in you.
你就是以马内利。
You are our Emmanuel.
你是天天每时每刻与我们同在。
You are with us every day, every moment.
所以我们可以向任何人做见证说。
So that we may testify to anyone saying.
因为主耶稣你与我们同在。
Because Jesus Christ is with us.
所以我们每一天可以活在没有忧虑里面。
So that we can live each day without worry.
我们每一天可以活在喜乐里面。
And we can live each day in joy.
我们也每一天可以活在耶稣基督的平安里面。
And we can live each day in the peace of Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
And we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lin, for that wonderful sermon.
We have a little time, let's sing the song we just sang again, okay?
We still have some time left, so we'll sing